State budget deficits were the hot topic this week at the National Governors Association winter meeting here in Washington. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with two governors about their state's financial outlook.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, a Democrat, faces a $1.3 billion state deficit, roughly 15% of her state's budget. Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue, a Republican, is dealing with a $600 million state deficit in the neighborhood of 5% of his state's budget. His thoughts on Georgia's economy in a moment. But first, Governor Granholm. We spoke at a hotel in downtown Washington. Michigan's first-term governor says her state's deficit is directly related to the federal budget deficit.
The size of my general fund in the state of Michigan today is the size that it was in 1970. We are expected to carry greater Medicaid caseloads. We are housing many, many thousands more prisoners. We've got 1.3 million more people in the state, and yet we still are seeing these huge amounts of money being siphoned away by the federal government. Really, this is an effort to push responsibility onto the states with no concurrent assistance with financing.
The White House has a different take on this. They say that many states increased spending during the 90s when the economy was flush, and are reluctant to take the necessary steps to put their budgets back into appropriate phase.
Oh, to me, that is the height of hypocrisy in light of the size of the federal deficit, which is now $500 billion. Our budgets are being deeply impacted. It's not just about budget. Budget reflects policy. It reflects assisting people who may be very much in need of health care. Of my budget, $455 million of that $1.3 billion deficit is related to Medicaid cuts.
The loss of manufacturing jobs and outsourcing have become a key issue in the Democratic presidential primaries. Is Michigan going through that kind of trauma?
Absolutely. Michigan is a manufacturing state. We have a proud history of manufacturing, and yet we've lost 300,000 jobs in the past 3 years. 170,000 of those have been in the manufacturing sector. These are good-paying, high-wage jobs. Now, that tells us that something is wrong with our international trade policies that are really assisting the hemorrhaging of jobs.
So do you oppose NAFTA? Do you oppose the trade deals that allow this?
No, I don't oppose trade at all. We want trade, and we want lots of it. It's not that you want to put up protectionist barriers. You want to compete, and I think that moving in the realm of technology and innovation is exactly where we need to be. But let us not facilitate the loss of these jobs.
Governor, what about the No Child Left Behind Act? How is it playing in Michigan? Is it improving the quality of your schools?
Well, I very much support the notion of accountability and transparency. That's really what No Child Left Behind is all about. The problem with the federal act is that all children have in the past been held to the same expectations, even if they have English as a second language, or even if they have serious cognitive disabilities. So the governors have all brought this to the attention of the administration, and there is some movement, but I think there needs to be some more.
Michigan Governor and Democrat Jennifer Granholm. Georgia's Republican Governor Sonny Perdue also faces a budget deficit and is making budget cuts. He does not plan to raise taxes. Instead, he says he's choosing to live within his state's means.
So we are making surgical cuts where we must, and these are not bad things. They're just things that we can no longer afford in a matter of priority.
So what are they?
Well, I don't have that list before
okay.
me here this morning, so but I'd be glad to get them to you and give show those to you.
I was having a conversation with Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, and she was saying in part that she feels the federal government has pulled away some of its support for state programs, and it has resulted in what for her is a $1 billion deficit. Would you agree with that analysis?
No, I wouldn't agree with that analysis. I think if you look at the numbers, we're getting federal funds. Our revenue shortfalls are because our revenues in Georgia have gone down. When we closed the books in 2003, our revenue did not equal in Georgia what it equaled in June of 2000. Now, when you have a state like Georgia, the ninth largest state in the nation, needs continue to grow. We have more kids in school, our health care needs, our Medicaid needs, all those continue to grow. So we're having to do more with less.
Well, this brings us to No Child Left Behind. Mm-hmm. One of the criticisms of that act intended to improve the quality of public education is that the federal government has not fully funded it
What's the response in Georgia?
I hear that accusation, and if you look at the numbers, I don't think they line up. I think there's been more money provided for the federal act of No Child Left Behind. But the fact of the matter is No Child Left Behind is an accountability measure that finally says that we're going to count. We're going to see what we're doing with our educational dollars. And if we don't have real accounting and accountability, it doesn't mean anything.
And so what you sense is that people aren't truly concerned about funding issues, but about being held to accountability standards.
I think what people are concerned about in states is that revenue has been very, very tight in states. And when revenue gets tight, I think we start talking about unfunded mandates as if somebody else hasn't done their part. I think leaders are called on to make tough choices within their own budgets and stand by them.
Governor, in the Democratic presidential contest, the economy has become a central point of contention, especially the idea that manufacturing jobs are leaving this country for overseas. Is it a problem in Georgia?
Well, we are losing some manufacturing jobs, but we have been losing manufacturing jobs since the 70s. As you know, the South, Georgia included, but particularly the Carolinas, were the beneficiary of textile jobs moving from the Northeast, you know, 40 or 50 years ago. They came because of cheap labor and cheap land. That's no longer true now, and I think it's reasonable to expect that capital is going to flow where there's benefit to that capital growing. And the high-touch jobs are no longer growing in Georgia. They're shrinking. But we've got to make those up on innovation, technology. We've got to be on the cutting edge of manufacturing research in order to do things better.
Georgia Governor and Republican Sonny Perdue. Perdue and Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm were in Washington this week for an annual meeting of the nation's governors. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.